It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Adele has split from her husband, Simon Konecki. Adele's publicist said Adele and her partner have separated. They are committed to raising their son together lovingly. As always, they ask for privacy. There will be no further comment. So they were married in 2016 after 5 years of dating. They've got one six-year-old son named Angelo. The gossip is Adele caught him making runs to the local rub and tug. And allegedly, Adele is already trying to get back on the dating scene, and she wants her friends to help her find a match. And supposedly, Adele wants to meet an American man. So that is
Adele.
Juicy scoop.
Can I introduce myself? Joe Pesci here. How are you?
Hello.
This is my favorite story of the weekend. After reports of her getting cozy with producer Zedd, NFL star Danny Amendola slammed his ex Olivia Culpo on social media. Amendola posted a lengthy, not safe for work rant about her and their relationship on Instagram, and then he deleted it. Here's some of what he said. He said, "I believe there should be a boundary between private life and social media. Olivia believes in fishbowl lifestyle. This fundamental difference was huge in our relationship. Olivia chooses and wants to be noticed on the internet and in Hollywood to make money, whereas the cost of fame in this world doesn't appeal to me. I play ball for one reason, and that's respect. Olivia and I had some amazing times together. Just like any other loving relationship, we fought. A lot of the time, it was my fault because, let's be honest, I can be an idiot. But, yup, she's effed up, too. And if you cross me, I'm a hard blanker to deal with. And the sex was effing crazy, too. She gets so mad at me for not posting her on social media, but I think this blank is sometimes fake, sometimes toxic, but sometimes beautiful. Not sure what's in the future, but the only thing I care about is her happiness. And if that's dancing with scrawny little blanks, then so be it. I'm happy, too. With that said, Liv, my beautiful ex-girlfriend." And he had posted, like, a video of her making pancakes. So hours later, Danny Amendola set the record straight by saying, "What I meant to say yesterday was that the media and general public have no idea what goes on behind closed doors." And he also said, like, whoever thought that the scrawny little blanker comment was about Zedd, who Olivia has been seen with recently, is wrong. I have no problems with anybody. It was obvious he was lying. But it was so juicy because Olivia Culpo is one of the most Instagram famous, like, models. She was also, what, Miss America or some crap like that. She's some beauty pageant girl.
Yeah.
But her life, and she dated Nick Jonas, everything about her life is so curated and so perfect. She doesn't let anyone see anything real about her. And so for this to happen, it was like, oh my gosh. And also Danny Amendola, what he's saying is right. He never posts on social media, like, anything juicy like that.
This sounds like you.
So, yeah.
Like, never, well, no, I'm not posting that up there.
It was fantastic.
I honestly loved every moment of this.
Yeah, this is a big, big thing. In an interview that's going to air today, Pink is going to be on The Ellen Show today, and she talks about how she's not going to post any more pictures of her kids.
2-year-olds don't like to wear wet swim diapers, and apparently at some point he took it off, and I don't think like that. Like, we live on a farm. My kids are naked. It's what happens. I'm naked sometimes. People went as far as saying someone should call child services because he didn't have a diaper on, and how dare I? And just, like, some of the nastiest things. And I cried so hard after that because I like to share my family. It's my proudest moment in my whole life. I'm prouder of my kids than anything I've ever done. And I won't share them anymore. I won't do it. I'm not posting pictures of them anymore.
And Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter reached out on social media to NSYNC to see if they can collaborate on a tour together.
They are trying so hard to go on tour.
Yeah, they are. Nick shared a Rolling Stone article on why NSYNC should tour without member Justin Timberlake, along with the big question. And Nick Carter said, "The world of pop needs this to happen. I'd go and watch them. Hell, maybe one day we could even do an NSYNC Backstreet tour or NSYNC Backstreet song together." He said, "Hashtag NSYNC. Hashtag bring them back. Hashtag our boys. Hashtag 90s music. Hashtag NSYNC Backstreet Boys.
Hashtag I need to pay my mortgage."
He said, so he said all that, and then NSYNC did not reply yet, except
awkward.
Joey Fatone did, and he said that they've got other collabs they have to finish before they can think of other things.
So he's being let down easy by Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's rough out there, man.
It ain't easy.
Coming up in less than an hour, this pop star surprised the crowd at Coachella last night and teased a new album.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, check it out. Murder Monday, coming to you right in your ear holes in about two songs. Do not go anywhere. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.